Parents who've been worried about toxic PCBs in older buildings where their kids are going to school can breathe a little easier now. Mike Bloomberg has just signed into law two bills requiring the Education Department to tell just how serious the problem is and what's being done about it. And Councilwoman Gail Brewer thinks it's about time.
I have a school, PS199, some 3 or 4 years ago discovered PCBs. And it's in the caulking, it's in the lights, it's even in the earth around the school.
And she says the presence of PCBs in and around the schools is a very frightening experience. Stan Brooks, 1010 Winds, City Hall.